Wake up. Yes, I came to you in the middle of the night. I'm either your worst nightmare or the best thing that's ever happened to you, or both. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're just something for me to use. I am a succubus, and a special one at that. I don't feed off your cum. I don't want your perverted semen. What I do feed off on is how low you'll go into depravity. The more fucked up it is, the more I'm satiated. And you live a pretty normal life here. You're a respected man who on the outside seems like he's a heterosexual man that, I don't know, maybe watches too much porn, but that might be as freaky as it gets. But I'm about to make you worse. And my evil spell has already started to enter your mind and body. My power will start rearranging your brain chemistry. My breath, just this close to you, the sound of my voice, all starts to change you, and you cannot resist. You're already hypnotized, like a mindless puppet for me to use and change. And like I said, I'm not fucking you. I don't need to fuck you. But I will be fucking your mind. I'm going to thrust so deep into your mind, pussy, and breed corruption so fucking deep. Time, it no longer exists. When you're under the spell of an evil succubus demon like me, like you might be wondering, how did we end up in my room, my dungeon? We were just in your bedroom, weren't we? But that's how dark and powerful my magic is. I make time all scrambled up, and you feel like you've been locked in and focused on me and my voice, and you have been, and you might be wondering, how did I end up naked in a chair, and your hand wrapped around your cock? Jerking like a maniac, like you've been gooning for hours. That's my effect on you. This is what your life will be like, in a state of constant, mindless, goon-tarded bliss. And there's more, but we'll get to that soon. You're in my control now. I am like your God, your mother, the reason you breathe. You find an overwhelming desire to please me, and you might start to notice you have this overwhelming desire for cock. And it might be confusing because you're not gay. But right you can think about is big, muscly, masculine cock. You're feeling empty without it. Your mouth is watering for cock like a faggot cocksucker. Your ass feels so empty, like it needs hard dick inside of it. Images of gay man sex are flashing in your mind's eye. The overwhelming, bitter taste of cum is now dominating your thoughts, making you hungry, starving for man cum. It's a bit confusing, isn't it? You're not gay. You're not even bi. But now you're under my spell, and you're a proper fucking faggot, forced to become a homosexual faggot. You crave and need big cock in your ass. Can you feel it now? That twitch inside. Your throbbing fuckhole needing cock inside. Wanting a man to slide his big throbbing dick inside of you. You feel like a faggot cum dump. You need it. And darling, I've turned you into my succubus imp. You are now a lower form of succubi. Mine. You're like my child. But the thing is, you no longer survive on food and water. You survive on man, cock, and cum. You need to be sodomized in order to live. It's a need and a hunger, a craving. You want to be filled, fucked, and pounded. You want it in your mouth, but more than anything, you want it in your ass. You want gay man sex so fucking bad. You want to be bent over like a slut and take dick big, fat. Tick. Because the bigger the cock, the more satiated you feel. If a man with a small, tiny penis fucked you, you'll still be hungry. You won't even fuck with small penis. You need it big. You need it girthy. And you need it inside of you. You're throbbing for it right fucking now. You can't deny it. You want to be on your back, your legs spread, exposing your fuckhole, your faggot fuckhole, for big, juicy cock. Women don't turn you on anymore. Only woman that would turn you on is if she's got a dick between her legs. Breast, pussy. A woman does not turn you on. What turns you on is cock. Leaking, throbbing balls full of cum, big, fat dick. Now, I'm sure you can easily stomach this after a bit. you don't have Dick. I know you already want it. It already turned you on. You wouldn't be hard if it didn't. But this next thing, this next change that I've already started inside of you might be the most shocking of all. Because not only do you need Big Cock inside of you, you will now possess a deep hunger for raping little boys, even though you might turn into the best faggot cummed up. You'll still need to feed off child rape. And I'm talking young, 6-year-old and younger. It's a need. It's the only thing that will keep you alive. Raping little boy.
Can't
feel. Your cock's throbbing for it now. Dumpster. Do you feel it?
You need to be.
Do you feel it throbbing for the tight, virgin boy cunt of a child?
Your child.
To grip rape. Around you and milk you rape empty. That will be your new sex. You want to be
little boy,
deep and child, sodomy, bending, a cute,
boy
adorable, and little kindergarten over, and pounding his boy cunt until you're satisfied and satiated. Nothing else
you are
will turn you on, except gay man sizzling. And raping children,
a child,
6-year-old and younger, and to make sure that you really fucking commit, and to prove my power over you.
Breathe.
I'd put a little boy right in front of you, 5 years old,
little boy, asshole,
all hairless.
Anally sobbing,
crying little child, hugging a teddy bear I gave him,
big,
sucking his thumb,
in your ass.
Standing there in front of you with his Spider-Man undie
for homosexual,
pull them down,
you want to
expose your little child, fuck me,
little boy,
you need it. You crave it.
Child.
Remove that child's underwear. And then I know a part of you doesn't want to do it.
Child rape.
But that just means my magic has to work a little bit harder. Just to prove to you
pedophilia
that this is what you ultimately want now.
Your life.
I want you to have your meal. Your meal, a little boy sodomy.
You're a faggot.
Do you feel yourself lusting after this little boy? Something that's so foreign, but now it's like breathing or nourishing your body. You need
raping little
to survive.
Is your
and you want to fuck a kid.
You
want
to
bend him over the chair. No.
You want to
bend over that 5-year-old boy. Take a look at that life sustaining boy cunt you're about to rip open. You can feel the need to rape him. Almost like your stomach. Is growling, it's that natural.
Cock or
you want to rape a 5-year-old. Penetrate this 5-year-old.
All you want to do
force, your new pedophile dick inside of a child,
little boy,
just so you can satiate your hunger. Pin that child down as you start stretching out his little boy pussy. The most painful part of his sodomy. Pin him down. Take what you want and need. And what you need is to rape 5-year-old boy
little pussy.
It's so warm and tight. His tears, his screams make you harder. Give you a little appetizer. Satiate your lust as you continue diving deeper into your first sodomy of a child. And here's the other thing I should tell you about.
A faggot cum.
Since you're now part succubus, you now have incredible sexual endurance and strength. It takes a lot to make a succubus come. So you'll be raping this boy for hours upon hours. And you might even rape him unconscious.
You want to be bald.
But you'll keep going.
Boy,
because you can't get enough of virgin 5-year-old boy pussy.
And rape.
You are a full on pedophile.
You're faggot now. Inside of a child.
A literal child rapist. A child fucking faggot. And all of this fills you with lust. Lust for more little boy pussy. And you are going to hunt for more. You will rape preschool boy pussy. You'll go as low as fucking toddler boy pussy.
Little boy.
You'll even feel the complete and utter satisfaction of infant
big
boy
rape.
Because I know I have an army of succubus imps like you that rape little boys. An infant rape feeds you the deep
with little boy.
But we'll get there. Trust me.
You need.
You'll get hungrier and hungrier for little boy rape. And while you rape this child, you'll be raped by a big monster dick behind you, giving you even more force behind your thrust. Another man. Punching your faggot pussy,
with faggot
making you rape that boy even harder.
Faggot
you filling a boy
you need
with force, gay rape, while you take so much deep gay man sex. You are now
raping
with pedophilia. And homosexuality.
This is
your life now. Taking cum from men. Forcing your cum inside of scared little boy. Every day.
You're filled with child rage.
While you become the best faggot cum dump. You will rape your cum into countless number of children. Sometimes you may even keep raping your cum right back in to those little boys' cunts. And you'll moan like a little faggot, while big fat little cock is thrusting inside your faggot pussy. And a child's trauma makes your dick gay. You'll leave little boys laying there in a cummy abuse mess and walk away satiated and full of satisfaction, needing more and more.
You need,
and the more traumatic it is, the more satiated you feel.
You are.
For little boys that are old enough to know better, like this boy you're raping now, other six-year-olds, even four-year-olds, you'll rape them in front of a mirror, forcing those little boys, those children, to watch every second of their forced sodomy, calling them little faggots.
You need,
because here's the thing too, as those boys get older and they've experienced brutal child rape from a nasty pedophile succubus like you, then it'll change them. They'll turn into little sissy faggots themselves. And when that happens, you'll feel the after effects of that life-sustaining energy years later. The trauma rooting itself feeds you even more deeply.
You are.
And I feed off of you. The more trauma you rape into children, the more powerful and satiated I get. So you better believe I will make sure that you stay the most extreme fucked up child rapist faggot you can be. Because I need and want the power. I am the mother of your sick and twisted perversion.
Big, gay.
And you want to please me. You don't want to disappoint me. And let's face it, right now, you're practically salivating from five-year-old child rape,
little boy,
and gay man sex.
You
fucking love it.
Boy.
Don't you tell me I'm a faggot cum slut. Say it out loud. And then tell me I want to hear you say it out loud.
Pedophilia.
I love raping five-year-old boys.
You want to be stuck.
Say it.
A faggot cum.
Very good.
You're a faggot.
You really are.
Dumpster.
A fucking faggot. You know
you need to be
the most evil of faggots. A homosexual pedophile. And you can't run away from it.
A child.
It's in your blood now. I've rewired your brain chemistry. And little boys make you hard. Children. Children are your fuck meat. And you don't care about their comfort
and rape.
If you did, you wouldn't be balls deep inside a five-year-old's boy cunt right now. And getting raped by big fat cock yourself fulfills you even more. You love being a cock,
a
hungry whore. You're a cum guzzling faggot cum dump, and it feels
so good.
will be masturbating with a child's asshole.
Anally sodomized
a child. You will use his
kids
to goon with. They are nothing but fuck toys for you. Essentially, food. Child rape feeds you. It keeps you alive. Being a child rapist, a faggot child rapist, is the only thing you know. And when you're able to get raped in your boy pussy at the same time, you feel the most alive. Getting pumped with gay man semen, begging for it like a faggot whore. This is your perfect. This